Blaine and Allison in the morning.
96.3 WDVD.
Welcome to
today's best hits without the rap. 96.3 WDVD.
Therapy Thursday.
From someone who really cares.
96.3 WDVD.
What's on your mind? We'd really like to hear.
Dr. Stephen Craig is in studio with us, as always, on Thursday for Therapy Thursday. He is an author, he's a psychologist, and he's a handsome devil. And he's not listening to me right now, and I don't like that.
Handsome devil part, got it.
Yeah, there, okay, you heard that part, all right. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Well, you know, I'm kind of a freak. It's a holiday about food, and, you know, I don't really like my food that much, so.
That's true.
He is.
Like, food issues.
He is the most devout, protein-only kind of person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
We'll go to Redcoat, have a burger. And he does order it without the bun. And
I
he
like
doesn't
that.
Have any fries.
Right.
I'm kind of disappointed.
To me, Thanksgiving, you know, so I eat one little dry slab of turkey.
Yeah.
Nothing
no
else.
No gravy.
No, well, I might put a little dollop on the side and try it, but that's about right, nothing else. So everyone's all excited all day long for all. I'm like, ugh, I got to eat some dry, you know, beef jerky feeling piece of turkey.
No, wow.
I'm just a bad with food. It's all in the food category. I'm just really bad.
That's probably why you're a psychologist. Trying to figure out why you're so food crazy.
I know. It's really bad.
All right. Here's our Therapy Thursday. Dear Blaine, Allison, and Dana, I've been having the same argument with my husband for years, and I continue to lose the argument, but I believe I am correct in my stance. If I explain what is going on, you can get your listeners and Dr. Steve to help me figure out that I'm wrong or help me explain to him that he's wrong. Here's the story. He is thrilled with our relationship and will tell anyone who will listen about how great I am and how safe and secure our relationship is. Part of his proof of this is that he gets to go anywhere and do anything he wants without me getting all worked up about it. He knows so many other couples whose spouses are always distrustful of each other and accusatory and controlling, but he loves that I am never that way with him. He tells me that we have an incredibly safe relationship because there is so much trust and freedom between us, and he is right about it. He's right about that in a way. I'm very giving, trusting, and understanding, and am always willing to give others the benefit of the doubt and to treat them with respect. But even though I agree with him that he feels safe, the problem is I don't feel safe. When he goes away up north with the guys, he doesn't always tell me where he's going and with whom, and won't answer his phone all weekend, and he doesn't call me. I really don't believe that he is doing anything inappropriate, but this still makes me feel unsafe. He says that this is my issue. If I am so sure he would never do anything, and he really is a good guy, he's like a Boy Scout, why do I feel insecure when I can't get in contact with him and don't know where he is? He tells me that in mature, trusting relationships, people don't need all that reassurance, and his proof is that he has been doing this for years and nothing bad has ever happened, and he hasn't done anything wrong. So therefore, I love it when my emails pop up while I'm in the middle of reading one. So therefore, what is my problem? His point is that there is tons of evidence that he isn't that bad guy. So why won't I learn, and why can't I trust? So my question is, am I just overly neurotic here, or is he out of line? And this is from Jamie. Ah, man. All right. 313-298-9630 if you want to be a junior psychologist and weigh in on this topic. Dr. Steve will give us his brilliant pearls of wisdom and genius at some point, but we'll give our takes and get your take on the phone and see what happens. I got to be honest with you. I don't like the fact that he doesn't call her or talk to her over the weekend if he's up north with his buddies. And I don't like the fact that he's not telling her where he's going. I think she's got every right to feel that she isn't fully safe in this relationship. I don't care if he thinks he's a Boy Scout or not. If you're in love with someone and if you're in a relationship with them, you want to spend time with them. You want to talk to them. You don't want them to feel uncomfortable. And he's doing a bunch of stuff, or by not doing certain things, he's putting her in a position where she feels very uncomfortable. At the very least, she has kind of a, you know, she's got doubts. And she's got doubts for good reason. The guy's not in contact with her. I mean, if I go anywhere for more than 10 hours that isn't here, I call my wife. Why? Not because I'm checking in, but because I love her.
Mm-hmm.
And I like talking to her. She's cool. She's also pretty hot. So there's that too. Boom, advantage Fowler.
You don't want to lose that hotness.
I don't want to lose that hotness.
That's right.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think that this is on both their points, okay? That he's bragging about how wonderful she is and everything. In the meantime, he has absolutely no respect for her. Because if he did respect her as much as he claims he loves her, he would actually call like you do, or like Dan does to me, or I do to Dan. It's mm-hmm. like just to let them know, hey, listen, I'm sorry, I'm running late, I'll be home, or I text him or whatever. But he's also making sure that he's not answering the phones either. So he's not calling her, but he's not answering her phone. He doesn't respect her.
I agree.
And in the meantime, she has allowed this to go on.
Yeah, that's
true. So she has never set any boundaries.
If you go up north for a weekend and don't tell your wife where you're going, who you're with, and she calls and you don't either answer her call or call her back, that is rude.
Mm-hmm.
And it's selfish and it's stupid and he's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. She did put up with this for a certain amount of time, at least until she started saying something. All right. It's Therapy Thursday. Shelley, you're our first junior psychologist. What do you think?
I think if it smells like poop, it probably is.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, he's going out of his way to convince her that he's a good guy, and like you said, he doesn't respect her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I agree. Thank you very much. 313-298-9630. Debbie, what do you think? It's Therapy Thursday.
Yeah, I was just thinking my relationship with my husband is very similar to this. But we also have the consideration for one another to make that phone call to let them know you got there okay and
yeah.
everything's going fine.
Yep.
Like if he goes up north, you know where he's going, right?
Not necessarily exactly his destination, but I have a general idea, and he will call me to let me know he made it there safely.
Okay. Well, at least he's calling to let you know that he made it there mm-hmm. safely. Okay, cool. Debbie, thanks. I'm sorry. I'm going anywhere up north.
Yeah.
I'm letting my wife know. By the way, there's a lot of rustic strip clubs north of Houghton Lake.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was texting my wife over here.
Right. Good man. And that's a smart thing to do. 313-298-9630. Therapy Thursday. Good morning, Lisa. What do you think?
I think the wife is asking for better communication, and her husband is refusing to give it to her. I don't necessarily think he's doing anything untrustworthy. But if he can't share with her what's going on and who's going to be there, that's an issue of communication.
I think that's well said.
Yep.
Thank you. All right, Dr. Steve, this person comes into your office and lays it out like you've heard it here on the air. What do you think?
Well, there's certainly one issue going on here. There might be two, but there's one major one. And this is the way I would describe it, which is that... This is what I always think of these things. So every Sunday night, I watch football. There's the Sunday night football.
Yeah.
And Faith Hill comes on at the beginning with her whole song and everything.
Yeah.
And it is awesome.
Yeah.
Because she looks great and she sings that song. And Faith Hill and I are so much in love.
Mm.
Because I see her every week, and I feel, it just feels awesome right there. Isn't that true that we're in love?
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. you're in love.
Oh!
You're in love, but Faith Hill is not.
Oh, wait a second.
Because she doesn't see Dr. Steve on TV. Maybe she has your book. I don't know.
Huh. So you're saying that because I feel it doesn't mean we feel it.
That would be correct, Dr. Steve.
That's amazing.
Wow, this is the quickest Therapy Thursday ever.
So in order for us to share something, we both have to experience it. That's amazing.
Yes.
Right.
And right.
We say it like this.
Dude, I love this. I love sarcastic Dr. Steve.
Geez, it happens all the time that, you know, what this guy is doing is saying, I feel like we have a safe relationship.
You don't. That's your problem.
But we never get to hers.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a safe relationship, so we do. Right?
No, we don't.
I know, but that's the problem is...
Can we punch this guy? Where's he staying up north? Is he going to Harbor Springs?
People do this all the time. I have people come in all the time and say, she treats me with such respect.
Yeah.
We have such a respectful relationship. And then she'll say, yeah, but you do A, B, C, and D.
Yeah.
You go, no.
You never call, you never text, you never answer.
And he, because he feels it.
Right.
Or, you know, we could switch the genders, but because one person feels it doesn't mean the other people feel it.
No doubt.
And, you know, you could do it, people do it with trust. You know, she's so trusting of me, so we have a trustful relation. No. Are you trustful of her? And, I mean, I keep making that point, but it's amazing the amount of people who can't get out of I and turn that into we.
You know, it's these people who got that whole I got mine mentality. And I've been railing against them for years.
Right.
Don't like those people. It's all about us.
Right. You had that lottery person on earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm.
He went and bought however many hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, that was a good move.
Right. But, you know, it's like he goes, I think we could really benefit by this. So
yeah.
We think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mean, it's the pronoun shift from I equals we, and it doesn't work like that. So my problem with this is it's so me-centered. It's so all about if I feel it, then we do. So he says he goes up, you know, sure, he's not. Who knows if he's doing anything?
Right.
But that's not the point, whether you're doing anything or not. It's about how you treat her in the process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that you really believe that we're okay if you think it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so then I would say things like, so, your wife is having her parents, her whole family stay for 2 weeks at your house because she feels like
it's a good idea.
It would be a great idea.
Right.
So
yeah.
We feel like it would be great. Right.
They've booked their flights. They're on their way.
Right, yeah. And she's going to drive your car, you know, your really cool car that you like, and she's going to...
Because she feels good about the Camaro.
She's going to take all the kids and throw them in the back with their happy meals and everything, because as long as she feels good about it, we feel good about it.
Right.
Yep.
And trying to get through that concept, I mean, while we talk about it, it sounds simple, but...
Does this come up a lot in therapy?
But it comes up all the
time
about people, and it's like you hit them over the head with a 2x4, because, they're like, no. We have a safe relationship. And I'll go, but you feel safe.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. So how are we?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know.
Duh.
Right.
And be honest, it's usually us guys, right?
It's usually us guys. It's just usually us guys because.
You mean I got to talk to her?
Right.
Yeah, they're dumbass.
Well, guys are filled up with a lot of this, I'll call it too much sports talk radio or sports things, because, you know, if you play on a team, what we're doing comes first, but you always play on a team and the guy says, well, hey, I know we're doing that, but I was just trying to make a play. That's why I did. I know.
Yeah.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
We're a we.
Yeah.
Just because you wanted to do something doesn't mean we're doing it.
Bo Schembechler said, the team.
The team always matters.
Right.
And when you're married, you're a team.
Yeah.
So whatever we're doing, it's your job always to make sure that we both share the same experience.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not you share it, so therefore we're happy.
Yeah. Just because you got yours doesn't mean
they got theirs.
So you ask if it comes up all the time. I mean, I have people all the time. I use my Faith Hill thing.
Yeah.
But people say this stuff, you know? Oh, there's a woman.
Faith Hill thing, by the way. That was so good.
There's a woman at the Starbucks I go to, you know, and she is great. We really could be something. I'm like, what's her name?
I don't know.
Will we ever talk to her?
No.
I see her. She gets the same coffee as me every morning, and she smiles at me. I mean, there's just really something there. What? No, you feel something.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the two of you do. I'll stop making the same point. It just always blows me away.
It just keeps manifesting itself
all these different areas, it's just amazing. So, the other thing is, it's possible that she has trouble trusting and things like that. I mean, maybe she, you know, doesn't sound like it, but we can't determine that yet because she's asking simple things.
Yeah,
she's really asking simple things, like the example of the in-laws. It's simple to say, hey, I'd like my parents to come for 2 weeks. What do you think?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
You're going up north? That's cool. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Traverse City. All right. Who are you going with?
And why is it so hard to call me or tell me where you're going?
Yeah.
When you see my number come up on the phone, you hit answer.
Right.
Mm, there's no ignoring this.
There's no hit. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And, well, okay. But you don't have to, you know, drop everything.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No. But...
Right. I'm sitting in a tree stand.
I get that.
The phone is ringing. There's a deer right now. I couldn't answer. Okay. But I could call you back.
Absolutely.
Right. You could shoot me a text or something.
I could put 30 seconds out of my weekend just to, A, because I love you, but B, because if you don't feel safe, then I have to help make sure you do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
And what we've learned here is that this happens all the time. Dr. Steve, check him out online, drstephencraig.com.
Lane and Allison in the morning, 96.3 WDVD.